what? Kamatze at the end. That's something else. But what is the suffix of them?
Nishperu.
Nishperu. Guys, this patach in third person past tense, shortening to mobile shva in third person, is something that happened in Pa'al already. Who katav, he katva, him katvu. Okay? Who diber, he dibra, him diberu. That shortening of the second syllable is consistent in the verb system in the third person. So when you ask me how come Nifal did it, it does everything, like everything else. We added the syllable, it's for tonic reduction.
It's what, for tonic reduction?
For tonic, yeah, only one syllable before.
Okay.
Yeah. And third person is, you know, what you want to look at. Because that's where you're going to get the unusual vowels. Here, once you found what he is, or he was in past tense, this is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your memory load is light. Right? Okay, so what's the story? Can't see me.
We have a three there, and you have Nish Ba.
What do you look for me?
At the bottom there.
You have who, he, and him. Who? I'm going to write that. Otherwise, this is your base form, and on the base form, you add the rest of the suffixes in past tense.
This is past tense.
So either we can get one.
That's Nifal past tense.
That's
a stupid question.
Okay.
Said that? The Ava. You have a va there, which is past tense, yes?
It's all past tense.
This is a va.
It's all past tense.
And I took the base form.
Yeah.
And then it's not a va. It's, what do you call this line? On the computer?
Which one?
Slash.
Yes? And it is barti. That is barta.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes? Yeah,
okay.
Alright.
So, and this third person is over there.
Mm-hmm. Third person. Okay.
Could you please say again what you said about the first
present?
The female, the two forms of the present for the female. Please. I mean, know why they're both. Why?
You see Nishba?
Right. No, Nishba.
When you just feminize it,
that's what you think it would be.
Right, and I said last time.
Right, when I wasn't.
It's okay, but we have this.
I know, which I have to listen to.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. So what happened with this form, they are infrequent in Biblical Hebrew, but they exist. They exist in Pa'al too. They are unusual forms, but they exist. The kamatz he in present tense as feminizing a masculine form is something that happens in Biblical Hebrew all the time. But there are so few forms that they're very infrequent and unusual. It warms up now. Right? Because what they do is they know classes are starting at 9:30, so at 9 o'clock they pump up the temperature, and it takes about half an hour to kick in. So by 10 o'clock, we're comfortable. Until then, we can freeze. It's okay, we're saving electricity.
But we shouldn't write with that form.
I'm sorry?
We shouldn't write with that form.
No, that's Biblical Hebrew, pure Biblical Hebrew. You don't have it in modern Hebrew. This is the form that continued into modern Hebrew.
Okay.
The more common form is what continued to modern Hebrew. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So what's the scope of Nifal and the future? Nun is a pain in the neck letter because it likes to drop. And when it drops, what do we get?
A dagesh.
Dagesh forte. Dagesh chazak. So what are the prefixes of the future?
Aleph.
Ati nati.
Okay, sorry.
Ati nati. Ati. Or Eitan. If you want the name Eitan, you can remember the Eitan. If you want Ati Nati, That's pretty much the order. Okay? So ani, and these are the vowels. Ani, e, sha, bil. So this nun of the nifal is dropping. And this is your negesh forte. Ani esha bil. The ata ti shaver.
Does the nun drop in basically everything?
No.
All of the whole
in Nifal?
In
the nun of the binyan in Nifal is dropping out. That's why the negesh forte is there.
Why is there the negesh in the top?
Slicha?
Why is there the negesh?
Beget kefet.
Beginning of a word.
But
right?
It's not Eshaver, it's Eshaver.
Nachon.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I know why.
It's not PL, PL you'll have in the Bet Dagesh.
Yeah, but it's the beginning of a syllable.
Yeah, but look, this is after a long vowel.
Okay.
Kisha. Yep. Kisha. Right? Who? This and that is the same. This is the same music, but a yod. Nachnu.
Now we get a nun of the digestion.
Nishaver all the time. This is the nun of the anachnu.
Right.
The nun of the binyan is the one that dropped out. It drops up once, it drops up throughout the conjugation. Nishaver. Ve'atem ti shav u hem yi shav u aten hen
tishavana.
Right, this is Tishaver. Okay? Nishmarti lenafshi. I was careful. I was watching out for my soul. Nishmarti lenafshi. Okay? Gam achar ani
eshamer.
Ve'ata
tishamer.
Ve'at
tishamri.
Ve'hu
yishamer.
He
tishamer.
Anachno
nishamer.
Atem Tishamru. We sing Od Yishama Be'ar Yehuda. What's it? Od Yishama Be'ar Yishama.
No. To listen.
That's the main meaning of the root. Now I need you to plug it in Nifa.
Context.
It was heard.
Wait a minute. It. This is past tense.
Okay.
It will
be heard.
It will be heard. That's exactly right. What will be heard?
Behare Yehuda.
Behare Yehuda is in the mountains of Judea.
Right.
Of Judea.
Oh,
hurry. Kosa sabra, kosa simcha, kosa chatan, kosa simcha is going to be heard there. Exactly. Odi shama behare, yuda uve kutat.
Nachon?
Uve kutat, Yerushalayim. And then it continues, Yerushalayim. Kosa sason. Kosa sason. Uve kosa simcha.
Which is from the 8th chapter of Esther.
I do not know what came first. David writing the right? Or yeah. Okay. Kol sason, sason v'simcha is used quite a few times in the Megillah. Okay? Kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chatan, groom, kol
kala,
bride. It's the most famous horror for a wedding. And I told you the story of me hiring the, when we hired the DJ, he said, yes, I have horas. I do have horas. So on my first one, I didn't check him out. I hear the horas. I hear this song. I'm like, is he kidding me? On the second round, I said, you know, I'm going to get you a CD with all the horas because... You know that this is for a wedding? Because do you know that you're the only Jew who knows that?
He said that
to me!
This is funny.
Well, I wonder if we played that at my son's wedding.
It's a giveaway.
Anyways, so watch out for the vowels. Yishma. Now, only on Rosh Hashanah, we wish each other L'shana tova, l'shana tova. Tikatevu v'techatevu. Tikatevu v'techatevu. L'shana tova, tikatevu v'techatevu. Why tikatevu?
We
are wishing you, right? L'shana tova atem tikatevu, you shall be written. V'techatemu, you shall be sealed. L'chatam, sign. Lo chatam, lo tachon. Chatam. This one, these are the prefixes of future tense, right? These are the prefixes of future tense. This is the suffix that goes with atem in the plural. It gives you the root in the middle. Chotam seal. Chotam hamelech. Okay, the seal of the king. Now, why is this te and this is ti? Why is tikatevu and this is techatemu?
Because it's a guttural.
That's right. What is a guttural?
It's in your throat.
Chet is a guttural. Guttural is not a dagesh forte. So it drops, and this is lengthening, compensatory lengthening. Yes?
Yeah.
They're both nifal. Atem.
Could it also, letechat, could it also be,
why? You have a hay? This is future. This is future. This has, these are the tasks for the future.
I'm just at the verb.
Hitchatem, no, hit happened not to live in Hitfael. Okay? But this one is in Hitfael. This one in Hitfael means hitkatev. And if in the future in this form atem, titkatvu. That's not what I have here, right? Tikatevu. Pay attention to the vowels. Tikatevu. Techatevu. Okay? The dagesh forte in Ayin Hapoal is in Peapoal. Peapoal, in the first root letter in the future. The first root letter in Peapoal is because the binyan nun fell out. The prefix of the binyan fell out. Right?
For which one?
Nun. Nifal.
No, but. Right. No, never mind.
Are you okay?
I thought you were saying for the names of the binyan, the nun fell out, and I thought that would really not be nice.
So, what will be the infinitive construct, Oshem Poal? Let's see.
For which word?
the
the word he.
The nun fell out.
Lehi
kanes lehi shamer lehi shaver. Okay.
Wait. So yeah. So the degesh forte goes
after
in
the
first root letter.
Once the nun fell out,
and this is where people confuse it with hifil.
Yeah.
This is where people confuse it with hifil, but the hay is coming to help us to compensate for the fallen nun.
The hay does that.
The hay does it for us. We brought a hay. It's not part of nifad. The name of the nun is nifad. It should have been lehinkanes or linkanes. The nun fell out. Linkanes is hard. All Israelis speak that way. They swallow the hay. But lehinkanes, lehishamer, lehishamaa, or yishamaa. Right? Od Yishama Behara Yehuda Lehishama Lehechatem Lehikatev. So you said because of Ayin Ha here and because of the Chet here, Hey here. Okay?
No.
Nikra, hold on. Nikra hatinok. Nikra al shem saba. Hatinok. Nikra al shem after saba. Okay. Here's the aleph. Ah, ending ah is kamat lengthening. Okay. Hatinok nikra Hashem Saba. When he grew up, he didn't want to be called after the Saba anymore. And he rebelled and he said, Ani lo rotze lehi kare.
Aha, not want to be known.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To be called after.
Or to be called.
Lehi kare, to be called so and so. Such and such. See, so you have Aleph at the end. So then? So, who ra'ah, right, he saw, nifa'ah. Who nira'ah is nifad. So, ra'ah, lir'ot, right? That's the lamed yod is all the ot at the end. Now I have a resh, le,
le,
he,
the
hey in the root.
Okay.
So it follows similar, the same rules, kind of.
The guttural. Yes, yeah. Right? Leheraot is to be seen.
To be
right. Right? But to see each other, lehitraot. It's not hitpael, hitpael has a tab.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It has the same similar sounds.
Okay, are you following?
Yeah.
It's like lehe chaten, but because this is a hey at the end, lehe ra'ot. Following?
Okay. This is the hey at the end, it turns into ot.
Ot, yeah.
Right, in a lamed.
But that's consistent, you learned that in
Yeah, I did.
Ra'a lir'ot, shaka, lishtot, bacha, livkot.
Get very excited.
Ratza lirzot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's once a phenomena, always a phenomena. Seder?
Don't erase. How is that translated in English, the passive? It's passive, right?
Yes. We talked about it last time, Sydney, so when we sit down, tell you. Say that? So it sometimes, you said, after the basically, nifal is, because it's from the candelabra, it's a passive to pad, it used to be pure. But then it also lived on its own. Because pad had an inner passive. Like Sagur, Pa'ul, remember the Benoni Pa'ul?
Yes.
Sagur, Shavu. So Nif'al also adopted a life of its own. So other verbs, other roots, live in Nifal and they don't mean a passive. Okay, they do not carry a passive meaning. Seda? You okay?
The lights are bothering me today. I need more sleep.
Okay, so now let's move to Tzivui. Okay? Tzivui. Which part of the conjugation in the future do I need to look at? The you.
The use guys. The use guys.
Second person. Bakasha. Second person. If I drop the tabs, what do I get?
Shavli.
And I guess forte, the beginning of a word?
How can this be possible? No.
It doesn't protect anything. So what did Hebrew do? Instead of a tav, they brought historical hey. The tav and the hey, historically, substitute for one another. You know, haya hayta. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So here is the hay coming in. He shaver. Because they are not going to bring back the noon and put it there. Because then it will be this. Right? He shaver. He shavri. He shavaru. And remember, yes, the meaning, what it is, and then can you really command? He katev. You know, I'm ordering you that next Yom Kippur, you sign yourself up for that book. He katev b'sefer achayim.
Yes.
We can.
You will be signed.
No. I'm telling you to. He katev. That's the order form, right? He katev. So you need to make sure that he signs you up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm teasing.
In English, we need many more words to say the same.
Yes, exactly. When you say to someone. When think about a mom calling her child, watch for your soul, be careful. Hishamer. Ach, oh, we have a kid song, a play. Ach, bahar, ach, bar, it's a mouse, chatul, you know. Ach, bahar, ach, bar, hishamera. Now, hishamera, when I have a hey here, it's emphatic. It's a long imperative, biblical Hebrew. Ach, bahar, ach, bar, hishamera. Pen hechatul yavo maher. Achbar, nus, and nus means run away.
Achbar,
yishahamera.
Be careful, because little.
Watch for yourself.
Or else you will run.
Pen, just in case the cat. Pen hechatul yavo maher. Cat will come fast. Achbar, nus.
Oh, you're talking to the mouse.
Yes, we talk to the mouse. Achbar. And we tell him, Achbar, Achbar, Hishaha, Mera, emphatic tzivui, emphatic imperative. Pen is a biblical word again. Pen hechatul yavo maher. Maher, quickly. Yeah, this is just a teaser, just to go to, right? Poetic Hebrew. Achbar, nus, run. Mm-hmm. Get away. Run for your soul, nus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have that in another prayer, the verb nus.
No.
I was teaching them a song to show them how to use tzivui. This is when. We used to sing to the mouse to run away. We tell the mouse, run away, quickly. I mean, watch for your soul. For before the pen, Shema, for that knot, the cat will come quickly. The because if the cat comes quickly, you know what will happen. So, achbar nus, 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 nus. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. What does the pen mean again before that? What does pen mean?
Pen is shema.
Pen, in case?
That it's not.
Okay, okay.
Shema, that not. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, that
oh,
not.
Oh, shema. Okay.
Shema. That not. With an aleph, it's Aramaic. It's there both, it's funny. Anyway, this is called that not. Okay? It's a warning that it will not take place. So, Achbar, Achbar, Yishamera, Pen Hechatul Yavo Mahera, Achbar, Nus, 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 Nus. And Nus is Ayin Vav Yod.
Yeah.
Kum, 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 Kum.
Yeah.
Bo, 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 Bo. Nus, 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 Nus.
Yeah.
Run away. Get away from your soul. So, Shem Pe'ula. To be the signing by somebody else of us in the Book of Life will be he cut wood. So the chair will be he, the nun fell out. The gesh forte in per poad. Katvut, the closing, hissagrut, the keeping, hishamrut. Now, potentially, hishavrut can happen, but they do not use hishavrut. They use shvira. And for hishamrut, they don't use, shmira. So, this the gerund there, the gerund of Nifal, is a red light. You need to check them. Mm-hmm. They don't always, they do not always develop. Okay?
Well,
the automation is still there for us to develop it if we wish.
That's
one day. Yeah. But for now, you need to check the dictionary every time.
So
send them.
Yes,
two questions. Yes, one, two.
when I was trying to write with Nifal, I was having a, confusing it with past tense of how do you use it? How do you use the two different? How do you use the two differently? Because
okay,
the way that we're learning it is will be listened to or whatever.
Okay.
Right.
You want me to review that?
Yeah.
Okay. Who katav sefer? Who katav sefer? He is the subject.
Right.
Wrote is the verb. It modifies the subject.
Yeah.
And the object is sefer.
Right.
Who katav sefer?
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody following?
Yeah.
Now, when I move it to nifal, nichtav, it means it was written, or he was written. So now, if you think about it in English,
yeah.
What was written?
The book.
Mm-hmm. So now the book is becoming the subject. Hasefer nichtav by him. And let's give him a name. Him is Shai Agnon. Okay? Hasefer nichtav al yedei by Shai Agnon. Shai Agnon katav sefer. You will have to practice it. That's
yeah.
What it will mean. So there are quite a few exercises in our book. So
do you get it in English?
Can you see here?
Do you get the concept in English?
No, I don't get the concept in English.
That's what's helpful.
Yeah, the English. It's in English. It's if I am doing the action, I write.
Yeah.
If someone else did the action, the book was written. The book
also
is not writing. I wrote the book. The book was written. Is
by
passive.
Me, you could say by me.
Okay.
The book was written by me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so it's just the order. It's kind of the ordering of
who the subject
who's doing the action was either done to something
yes.
That's inanimate, then you would use nifal. Although if you're doing something the subject is the person doing something, then it's...
But it could be done to something, animate.
Yeah.
I was placed here.
Yeah.
Nish'arti po.
Yeah.
Yeah, nish'arti po.
But someone put me here. I didn't put myself here.
Okay.
Right? Nish'arti will actually suggest that you had some kind of a choice in doing that. But ne'ezavti. Hem azvu oti ba'ir. They all got on the bus and went back to the kibbutz and they left me in town. Hem azvu oti ba'ir. That means that I was left by them. Do you understand? So ne'ezavti ba'ir. Okay?
Azavti.
Lo ani. Hem azvu oti. אז אני נעזבתי. אני עברתי. נשברתי, נעזבתי, because it's fine.
Oh, okay.
נעזבתי.
Okay. Okay, so that's the nifal of azav.
כן.
Okay.
It's because the
I
am.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, they... the neighbors in the kibbutz, they happened to be in town. So they picked me up and they took me. Hem asfuti. Ken? Ne'esafti. Al yedei. Hashchenim.
So they took me. I was taken by.
Exactly. I was taken by them. Mm-hmm. I was picked up by them. You need to understand it in English.
Yeah, I get it.
And then the Hebrew is a secondary thing.
Mm-hmm.
You counted all the balls in the basket.
The balls were all counted.
They were all counted.
Yeah.
By whom? By you or by her? Are you sure there are 100 of them?
Mm-hmm.
If she counted them, how come I happen to be sure, right?
Yeah.
So that's where we're going to play with Nifal.
One thing I noticed in the book was with the Nifal, I don't know, maybe I when we were doing the exercises, that they didn't mention that when you do the verb in Nifal, it has to agree with the object that's being acted upon rather than...
It's always the subject.
Yeah.
You mean the subject?
Yeah.
Of course it does. They don't need to mention
but
it.
But sometimes that was a little confusing when constructing the sentences.
So let's check homework.
Yeah, actually, I've done that.
Let's check homework. Yeah. Let's check homework. Say that, so we will clarify this. This will help check homework.
Yes.
Let's check the homework of Nifal. And we're checking last week, so it was past and present. Okay? So for all the verbs that I gave you last week, you need to plug in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Say that?
Mm-hmm.
Were there more verbs than are in the book that you gave?
No.
There's this one now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ani bikashti
250.
What's the answer? The extra verb she gave? What is the extra verb she gave?
Ne'emar. Nun Aleph Mem Resh.
It's a four root one?
No. The Nifal. Amar. Ne'emar.
Oh, okay.
Right? It has an Aleph there, so it's not Shva. Ve'ne'emar. Ne'ayadonan. Right?
Go ahead. Go. Help to know what root it's from. It's obvious, but.
It's okay. Okay. So here, Michael, v'ne'emar, and it was said. And
it was said.
Right? It was said. It was said by our ancestors before us, and it was said in generations before us. Right? Ne'emar, it was said.
But you could also say what's said is in
Amarnu. Amarnu is we said.
Yeah.
Anachnu amarnu, or anachnu sharnu. Ne'emar, ayadonai, okay?
That was when I was kind of getting confused by it. You could say, we said, there's...
No, you cannot.
It's in different context. Right?
Yeah, the subject of the sentence changes. Let's check it.
250, you had a chart of the present tense to follow the blocks of nigmar. נגמר, נגמרת, נגמרים, נגמרות. אז נשמר, נשמרת, נשמרים, נשמרות. Mm-hmm. נרדם, נרדמת, נרדמים, נרדמות. Mm-hmm. נשבר, נשברת, נשברים, נשברות.
יופי.
דגש קל עם דבט, עם נשבר. בקצת זאת השוונח. בסדר? Now.
So, oh, I had this question as well. I wrote here, do I, am I supposed to decline the, this? No, and then I wrote, no, unless you want to say it was sent by him rather than to send by the uncle. That, so I had the same question, yeah. I think, as you, is not understanding.
Which number are you on?
In bet.
Okay, so we're going to do one by one in bet now.
I had the same problem.
Kitvu, okay. First of all, not tichtevu. Kitvu et hamishpatim ha'ele bevinyan nif'al behove. So write these sentences in nifal in the present tense. So the first mistake they have is in patach. So it needs to be kamatz. Ha'em kotevet et ha-michtav. The mother is writing the letter. If the mother is writing the letter, then the letter is written by the mom.
Right.
Ha-michtav nichtav al yedei ha'em. And this nichtav needs to be with a kamatz.
Oh,
because they want present tense.
Okay.
So they made a mistake.
They made a little mistake because they wanted present tense and they need to remember to use kamatz.
Okay.
Hasocher, the merchant, נכון? Hasocher mocher sfarim.
Right. Hasfarim nimkar al yedei
hasocher. Hasfarim is plural. Hasfarim nimkar.
That's what I needed.
Nimkarim.
Okay.
Nimkarim.
Okay.
Al yedei
hasocher.
The books now are being sold by the merchant.
Oh, always start with the subject.
Yes, always. That's the magic of Nifal. Exactly right. That's the magic of
Nifal.
Would you say
they never reverse it? They
get you see, but remember we talked about it. You were not here. We said that our computers in our modern time do not like using passive sentences.
That's right.
So you get the green line as soon as you write a passive sentence, and you go back and write it in PAL. Right? But we're not going to change blessings that we are used to for so many years.
But why should the computer be in charge of our writing
stuff? Absolutely.
Say,
who said
know,
that?
Like
exactly. Okay. All right.
In number one,
Stein.
Sfarim. That's. I thought that was indefinite.
Okay, Sfarim. That's right.
Sfarim
nimkarim. Did you hear
right? Hasfarim? I will accept Hasfarim because of the first sentence, because it's related to that one.
Okay.
So I will take it either way. Ha'isha sogeret et hadelet.
So hadelet nisgeret al yedei ha'isha.
Nisgeret al yedei ha'isha.
Okay.
If you want nisgara, you use a biblical form. Philip.
Old-fashioned guy.
He's living in another century.
No, not on this one, because it was infrequent in the Bible, too.
Okay.
That's the only reason. Hadot sholeach chavilot lachaverav.
החבילות נשלח.
החבילות או חבילות נשלח. חבילות.
The many packages.
That's right. נשלחות.
נשלחות. Okay, this is where we didn't have to climb.
Okay.
There you go.
חבילות נשלחות.
Okay.
I have a question on something in that sentence, but not related to this.
Okay, so ask.
Why is the dedication of the dollar doubling the
You will tell me.
Oh,
hadod sholeach chavilot lachaverav. So he's Michael says dod. If it was beged kefe at the beginning of the word, I understand dagesh kal. But hadod, why do I have a dagesh there now? Who remembers? Ha is your clue. Ha.
Oh, and ha, and then the dagesh goes into the
ha,
letter
uh-huh.
next to it.
Ha, da.
It's Kelev. We said Ha Kelev. Zedagesh Kal. And this is the Gesh Forte. Why? Ha.
It's always Ha, da, Gesh.
Da. Followed by the Gesh Forte. And remember, when it doesn't mean the Gesh Forte, it's either lengthens before Aleph Resh. Or becomes the harim.
Yeah.
Say that?
הילד הקטן שבר את החלון.
החלון נשבר.
על ידי?
על ידי הילד.
הילד הקטן.
הקטן.
הילד הקטן או הילדה הקטנה. הילד הקטן, דגש פורטה in the יוד ילד, דגש פורטה in הקטן קטן קוף. Why? Because of ha. Right? One of the theories was that ha was a whole word, just like min, became me. So the lamed there fell out. So that's why it used to be hal. So the lamed.
It definitely
used to be hal. In Proto Semitic equivalents, it's more than one letter. Yeah? Like.
Do they do that in Arabic?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
What is that in Arabic? Is it
al?
Al?
Alif lamin. Al. And then they have a rule that after certain letters, there is no that you cannot pronounce the lamed. You know how the gesh forte? Not only the gesh forte, the lamed cannot be pronounced. So we drop the lamed. They leave it in,
but they don't
say you do not pronounce it.
So then, how do they say? They say ah.
As shaitan. Mm-hmm. Instead of al say ah, the
but,
Satan.
But that means the or no? The
what?
Satan. I mean, when
the Satan, they'll say as shaitan.
I see.
They will not say. We drop it out completely. Yeah. Because that's one of the theories. Okay. Hamishpacha potachat chanut sfarim. The family opens a bookstore. Chanut sfarim, Ken, Michael? Chanut sfarim? Nif?
Niftachat.
Niftachat, yofi, Jen. Niftachat. Ken? Present tense. Niftachat. Al yedei?
Hamishpacha.
David,
I guess I was thinking that it was about him.
Lama, oh, construct form. What decides whether the construct form is masculine, feminine, singular, or plural? Chanut svarim. Yeah, in construct. Hold on. The subject happened to be construct. So I need to decide if it's masculine or feminine, if it's plural or singular. The first noun in a construct, right? And that decides if it's masculine or feminine, singular or plural. Right? This is feminine and singular, and this is masculine and plural. So, chanut svarim niftachim or chanut svarim niftachat? The first decides. Seven? It's the store. It can be any type of store. Look, wait a minute.
No, that's
the mistake. Come on, now we take the next step. It's supposed to be nishmeret, nichtefet. How come it's niftachat, nishmaat? That's right, exactly. Just like in Pal, we had yodea, shomea, yodaat, shomaat. It also kicked in nifal, like anywhere else. Nishkachat, niftachat, nishmaat. Seder? Okay, Gimel, בבקשה. השלימו, לא תשלימו, השלימו את המשפטים האלה בהווה, בבקשה. Okay, אנחנו
Wait,
עדיין
why
בהווה.
Why did they have top?
Because remember that modern Hebrew doesn't have modernists do not
because
use...
Because of the command thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, because...
Yeah, because of the command thing. It's not nice to command people. But these are instructions.
The Israelis thing is not nice to command.
Well, it's a matter of resentment. It's coming. It's not because it's not nice. It's coming because it was their resentment group.
That's why.
Right. I really believe that men from stuff because of that. Yeah,
so
they
were
really
using present tense, right?
Yeah. Okay. Hashiur.
Nimshach.
Nimshach. Hashiur nimshach hayom ad shalosh. And nimshach, what kind of vowel do you have under the shin?
I mean, yeah, kamatz.
Kamatz, but it's present tense.
Yeah.
Nim shach. Kamatz.
I kept putting, writing a mem
instead
for the
of
nim,
yes.
Because I think.
It's a common thing, it's okay.
No, but it's not even, it's an N.
Yeah, you
so
don't
no.
do it often, you did it only the last few times.
I did it?
Yes.
But
not regularly, so don't worry about it.
No, it's okay. Yeah,
okay?
Not.
השיעור נמשך עד היום, עד היום עד שלוש. The lesson today lasted until Yes? Wait. Ha'ochel?
Wait, so.
Nish'ar b'chut. Kol ha'boker. The food was left outside all morning. Excuse me. Okay. הסיפורים
נכתבים
בכיתה על ידי התלמידות. The stories are
written
in the classroom by the students. How would I say the students are writing the book, the stories?
Are writing.
כותבים.
כותבות.
כותבות.
כן, התלמידות כותבות את הסיפור.
This is the action was done to something.
That's right. That's right. The stories were written by them.
Now, is there a digesh?
In the classroom, not at home.
Is there a digesh in nichtav? Is there a digesh in the top there?
Nichtavot. Nishbarot.
Okay.
So there is a digesh because it's
Shvanach.
Do you want some water?
So it's feminine? Wait, is number three feminine?
Nishtavim, Nishtavim. ברחבי העולם. אוקיי. איפה?
נמשך.
Not in the shin, זו בגד כפת. בגד כפת, זה אף תשבנך.
Wait, so is there a digesh?
לא, 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 לא. נמשך כמו נשבר. אבל שין is not בגד כפת.
Just בגד
כפת. Are these...
He's talking about nimshach, the first one.
Right.
And nimshach needs to be the same vowels.
Are these...
Here are the blocks.
No, I understand. Are these necessarily all nifal or not necessarily?
Okay, betach. This is an exercise for nifal.
Well, I sure made it harder for myself.
So the begesh only goes there if it is a beged kefet.
Ken, veshvanach.
Yeah, okay.
This is the syllabic structure. So if I have beged kefet here, there will be the dagesh kal, that's why I say nishbar. But if I had nishmar, I do not have the dagesh in the mem.
I don't think number four was nifal.
Okay.
But maybe it's
nimshach, nishar, nichtav.
Those are both.
Okay, let's continue.
Number four.
Sarah, madu at lo
nichneset?
Well, I wrote mikaneset, but... Does that not make sense?
Now you're practicing nifal.
Well, I didn't...
It's okay, but it doesn't have a form like this.
I made it up.
Yes.
Good girl.
Okay.
You did like medaberet, and we don't have...
No, I did. I couldn't find this in the dictionary.
Mekaneset, it doesn't mean the same thing.
No, I couldn't find kinet. Well, whatever. What
kines, lekanes is to cause other people to gather.
Oh.
Like the kneset.
Like the kneset. Okay, so, Sarah, מדוע את לא נכנסת לחדר עכשיו? Why don't you enter the room right now? And this is an active use of nifal, because she needs to make the move into the room. כן? מדוע את לא נכנסת לחדר עכשיו? חמש, אתם...
נפרדים.
נפרדים היום במסעדה. Are you separating today in the restaurant? כן? אתם נפרדים היום במסעדה. And because it's present tense, there is atem. You have to use the pronoun. Yeah.
Now I couldn't find it in the verb book.
Nifgash.
Unless
no, Lillian, you were blind for a moment.
I will look it up with you again.
No, she's
nifradim.
I'm talking about number five.
Nifrad. Yeah, it's in there. I'll help you.
No, it's okay. I'll look again.
Okay. אתם נפרדים היום במסעדה. Are you separating today in the restaurant? שש. ילדות, איפה אתן?
נפגשות.
Right, girls, where are you meeting today? Where do you meet each other? That's the meeting here.
Yeah, where do you meet each other? Okay.
Yeah, nifgashot eifa. Where do you meet today?
Because this is where it can easily go, where will you be meeting?
Yeah,
is the future tense of to meet.
I mean, could you use the, I mean, not for this exercise, but conceptually, could you say, where will you meet? Or you need an object.
When in pa'al, you need an object.
Okay.
We talked about it last time. So, אני פגשתי את אימא, אבל אנחנו נפגשנו. We met, and in parentheses, you can imagine each other, or the people themselves meet between among.
So, pa'al needs the subject.
Pa'al always needs an object. Et.
Mm-hmm.
Pagash et. Yossi pagash et Rina.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to have after pagash, you need et.
Mm-hmm, that's what it was. Okay.
Okay, and when you say we use nifgash, it's assumed within already.
Okay.
They met. Period. End of story. They met. Hem nifgashu. Okay. Anachnu nifgashnu ba'universita v'itchatanu. Okay.
And there should be education
again. Chan.
Ah, good.
יופי. התלמידה נפלה והסמלה שלה
נקרעת.
They wanted you to use present. התלמידה, she fell down and her dress
was torn.
Is torn. But they wanted you to use present tense even though.
You could say was torn and that would just be a different form of nifal.
So the vowels are because the
I. Mm-hmm. Nikra'at.
This one. I have to
learn the ones. What? Patach. Mm-hmm. Shmone. Hasfarim shelo.
Nimtza'im.
Nachon. Hasfarim shelo nimtza'im ba'aron. His books are sitting there, are existing there, are just there in the closet. Okay? Are found.
Are found. Right.
Because matzah is found. So they are found in the closet. Okay? Patach. Achanut.
Niftachat.
Achanut achat. Niftachat. Bechol boker. Besheva.
And again, this is because of the
Nachon, chet. Ken. Niftachat. Nachon. Ken, Michael.
In the top
because of the Shvanach.
This is really good.
number 8.
No, the tzadi is not beget kefet.
Okay.
But in 6, pagash, there is in the gimel because gimel is beget kefet.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Okay. Achalon. החלון נסגר, מסקיון, החלון נסגר על ידי הרוח. Yeah, the is shut by the wind. I like the picture at the bottom.
All these people.
Okay. Let's go. Singing. Niftar passed away, God forbid. But you can also say niftarti from this trouble, right? I got rid of this trouble. Niftarti mitzarot, got rid of trouble.
Niftarti is the Egyptian princess.
Niftarti. Lo Petra.
So it means got rid of
or Nefertiti.
Nefertiti.
Okay, hey. Gila. עכשיו הפועל בעבר, אוקיי? בעבר. גילה
נכנסה.
כי גילה is she,
right?
גילה נכנסה. דן ושמעון
נכנסתם.
הם, דן ושמעון are him. הם נכנסו. Third person. It's okay, don't apologize. אני אנחנו
נכנסנו.
את
נכנסת.
נכנסת. עכשיו רש דלת מהם, אוקיי? פרסלי. אני
נרדמתי.
נרדמתי. I had to sit all night long and do my work, but I fell asleep at midnight. נרדמתי. ורבקה?
נרדמה.
רחל ורות? יופי, נרדמו. כן. אתה, רחל ורות, are they. אתה נרדמת, והם
נרדמו.
נכון, נכון. אוקיי, בבקשה, עכשיו זה תרגיל חכם. השלימו את המשפטים בבניין נפעל, או בקל פעל. אוקיי? המכתב נשלח אתמול. דני
שלח
אותו. דני is he. He sent it. הוא שלח. זה הוא. המכתב נשלח אתמול. The letter was sent yesterday. דני שלח אותו.
כן?
נכון. You see that? רחל גמרה את העבודה. העבודה כבר
נגמרה.
נכון, העבודה נגמרה. Yeah, Rachel finished the work. So the work is finished. She's a trustworthy person, no doubt about it. הוא רצה לפתוח את החלון, אבל החלון לא
נפתח.
לא נפתח, and this is past tense, so what vowel under the tab?
Oh, I did it wrong.
פתח. פתח.
Not come up.
Past tense, פתח. Past tense. פתח.
Sorry?
You saw where my eyes were looking?
Okay.
Michael was looking too,
though.
Yes. It's okay. Okay. So it got stuck. It didn't open. You see? כשהוא קפץ, הוא שבר את הרגליים. שתי הרגליים. Past tense.
נשברו.
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 הוא קפץ ושבר את הרגליים. When he jumped, he broke his legs. Both legs, not just one of them. Both of them were broken.
So that's just a plain
were broken.
They were broken.
Yet that now you in English here you had a third form.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because it's not ED. Sorry, not my fault.
They were broke.
Yeah, we're a third grader, right? Until it learns the rules. Who shama oti tzoeket? Ani.
Nishmati.
Yofi. Nishmati bechol harechov. He heard me yelling. You know why he heard me yelling? Because I was sounded all over town. Okay?
I was heard all over town.
I was heard. All over the street here, but I was exaggerating.
I have a question.
כן, שאלה, בבקשה.
Okay, so Eket?
So Eket scream.
No, I know, but is it... It is a noun separate... I mean, it looks like it's the verb.
Pa'al, נכון.
But is it considered here?
I am yelling, you are yelling.
No, I know the structure. In English it would be, just the first half. It is... he heard
me screaming.
To me scream. I mean, does it agree? It's used as a noun here, as a plain noun.
No, he heard me screaming.
No, I know what it means. No,
it's a verb. It's a verb in present tense. He heard me yelling. It's not the ing noun here in English either. It's the present progressive.
Okay, or if he heard them yelling, how would you say it?
הוא שמע אותם צועקים.
Okay, so it is... Okay, I just...
אותי צועקת, אותם צועקים. אותן צועקות. Yeah.
I don't know if I had encountered or focused on
when
the structure
before.
When
you hear someone yelling, it depends who is that someone. Is this a masculine singular, feminine singular, plural?
So it is... Is it the subject of this little clause sentence? Is this otam, otan? It's the object verb.
נכון.
Okay, I got it.
The object is my determining.
So you would not say he heard him to yell. You would not use an infinitive for this.
No, we do not use infinitive for this. This is exactly a template that you need to memorize.
Right. Yeah.
Who shama otam tzu'akim? Elokim shama et bnei Yisrael tzu'akim b'tze'aka gdola.
Is it just that's out of form? This is a form where we would use.
No, it makes sense to me conceptually. It's just French does it differently, you know.
So you do what you need to do for French.
No.
No, really, this is exactly the moment when you compare languages, and this is where it goes.
I learned
yeah, you
most
categorize.
Of my, most of my grammar I learned from learning French because English grammar is taught so haphazardly. But for learning French, mm-hmm. they really
they're bringing it down. They're bringing it back.
They?
Just like they're going to bring this back. Let's see.
Your
But so is the that is considered an object to the
not
OT.
One. It's object to,
but then, to
Shema,
the other, and
then but
it's
then
the
it's
subject.
A subject to that one. That's right. So OT, he heard me. Hushamalti. I can stop there.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he heard me yelling, it's becoming also the subject of the
yeah.
next sentence. Right? Understand how they used it?
Yeah.
Hushamalti tzoeket. He heard me yelling. I was the one who was yelling. I was yelling. He heard me, I was yelling. He heard me when I was yelling, one sentence.
But we never learned this formally.
No, we have not.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to know if I totally missed something.
Ushama, but look, it didn't bother you. You translated just fine.
What?
If you translated it
no,
just fine.
No, it's the best way to learn it. This
way. הוא שמע אותי צועקת, אני נשמעתי בכל הרחוב. Okay. היום הוא פגש את אביו בחנות... אבל אתמול הם נפגשו במסיבה. נפגשו. הם נפגשו. דגש קל בגימל. Very good.
We're getting obsessed with
these דגשים. It's okay. היא סלחה לי ואני שמחה ש...
נסלחתי.
נסלחתי. She forgave me, and I was happy to be forgiven, that I was forgiven.
Nislachti.
I was happy.
Ani.
Ani.
Nislachti. Nislachti. Hayratim shechachu otcha. The kids forgot you. Lama?
Nishkachta.
Lama nishkachta al yedei hayeladim. Why were you forgotten by the children? Right? Nishkachta. You were forgotten.
You were forgotten.
Is there a dagesh on that?
כן, אמרתי נשכח.
נשכח.
אם אשכחך ירושלים, נכון?
Oh.
But that's שכח עם פעם. אשכחך. Okay. ההורים שלחו אותנו למחנה. The parents sent us to camp. To the camp. אנחנו...
נשלחנו
לפני שבועיים. We were sent 2 weeks ago. Who sent you? My parents. כן? למה סגרת את הדלת? חם פה. Why did you close the door? It's hot in here. אני לא...
סגרה.
אני לא סגרתי אותה. היא... You need Nifa here. Nisgera. She was shut. Nisgera.
Not Nisgera.
No, Nisgera. Nisgera be'atma. And I'll look at from the Book of Numbers. It was forgiven. To all the Jewish, to the Israel, to the children of Israel, and to all the foreigners who lived among them, because the whole people were sinning together by mistake. Yeah?
Bishgaga.
Bishgaga. Shgaga is a biblical word for the modern Hebrew shgi'a, and shgi'a is an error. And an error can be fixed. Shgaga. Shgaga is a mistake.
So bishgaga. Yeah.
By mistake. Venislach lechol adad bnei Yisrael, it was forgiven to them. They were forgiven. By whom?
By God.
Only. The one and the only.
Is it a what kind of verb is it? Is it a hate?
Nislach?
Bishgaga.
Bishgaga. Shagag.
Shagag.
Shin gimel gimel is the root. But Shaja, in modern Hebrew, they do not do Shin Gimel Gimel. They use Shin Gimel Hey. The
so
doubling
the
was hard.
Mishka
Shagiti, Shagita. I made an error. You made an error. Like Ra'a, Bacha. Just regular Lamed Yod in Pa'ad. Okay? But this is Shin Gimel Gimel. Okay. 254. Ba'aletet. Aletet.